Every Christ follower is issued a simple and yet profound invitation. It's an invitation to follow. However, this is not an invitation to follow blindly, because His footprints are there for you to see. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you dare to accept the challenge to follow Jesus in His steps, you will join a long line of faithful followers who have gone before you, both within Fraser Church and around the world. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 14 of In His Steps. Today's title is Praise in Prison. R. Kent Hughes said, "These men of God had no reason to expect a miracle. Yes, God had delivered Peter, but Stephen and James had been martyred. These faithful witnesses did not know what was going to happen, but they sang God's praises anyway. Why? They passionately believed God could deliver them anytime and from any place if He so desired." Our text is found in Acts chapter 16, verses 25 to 34. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bonds were unfastened. When the jailer woke, he saw that the prison doors were open. He drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And the jailer called for lights, and he rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your entire household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them that same hour of the night and washed their wounds. And he was baptized at once, he and all his family. Then he brought them up into his house and set food before them. And he rejoiced along with his entire household that he had believed in God. Throughout this week, we have learned some valuable lessons about worship. We find footprints to follow in the lives of faithful followers of Jesus. Today, we conclude our week with worship in an odd place, prison. Today's text provides an epic example of worship from the life of the Apostle Paul. In Acts 15, Paul and Barnabas part ways. Paul needs a new partner, so when Barnabas gives John Mark another chance, Paul chooses Silas. In Acts 16, Paul sets out in a new direction as he sets sail on his second missionary journey. This journey leads Paul outside of Philippi near a place of prayer where he meets a slave girl who is a pagan fortune teller. This girl followed Paul and Silas for many days, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to you the way of salvation." This really annoyed Paul to the point where he cast the evil spirit out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, she could no longer make money telling fortunes, which enraged her owners. Paul and Silas were taken to the public marketplace and beaten with rods. In Latin, the officials who punished them in Acts 16 were called lictors. From that word, we get our expression, "getting your licks in." Then they were thrown into prison and their feet were fastened into stocks. Prison was not new for Paul, but his response is remarkable. And this is not the only time Paul was beaten for preaching Jesus Christ. Paul would later graphically describe this night of torture and many other trials in his letter to the church at Corinth. In 2 Corinthians 11, 24 through 27, Paul records, "Five times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A day and a night I was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure." One would think that Paul and Silas would be miserably in the inner prison, chained by their feet and bloody and bruised by their beating. I can only imagine their conversation between one another. Picture Silas saying, "Paul, how are you feeling?" Paul says, "My whole body aches." Silas asks, "What will we do now, Paul?" Paul responds, "First, we will pray, and then we will sing." Silas asks, "Sing? What in the world do we have to sing about?" And Paul simply says, "Jesus." As they praise God, God sends an earthquake to open the prison doors. Yet Paul and Silas, they don't even leave. They stay and worship. This results in a jailer and his entire family being saved, and ultimately, Paul and Silas being released from prison. Only God could do something so spectacular as that. These two men were brought into prison on the charge of causing trouble by preaching the gospel. Interestingly, while the gospel brought them in, God's glory broke them out. Prayers followed by praise can result in God displaying his power. Paul and Silas experienced it in the worst situations, as can any of God's children. Let their example encourage you to worship God no matter the circumstances, because God is always worthy to be praised. Some questions to think about today. What would be your first response if you were falsely accused, beaten, and thrown into prison? What does your response indicate about your faith in God? In what ways does your worship lead to your witness for Christ? What lessons have you learned this week about worshiping Jesus that you can apply to your walk with the Lord? May we all be true worshipers today. Be blessed.